from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Dr. Rodney Hobson, age 46 at the time of this interview.
I grew up as my mother's only child. My mother's only child. It's not like I was the only child with a mother, father, grandmother all in the same house. It was just me and my mother and occasionally a dog or something, cat, whatever. I'm a professor at Duquesne University. I teach social justice. I teach ethics. I teach qualitative research methods, some other kind of research methods as well. But I take my classes to Wilkinsburg and to Hazelwood to bring them to do things here for the community. I've got primarily white students. They hear about neighborhoods like Hazelwood and Wilkinsburg, but they don't come to like get their groceries from here or buy anything from here. They're usually told this is a dangerous place, that this is not a place they want to come in. They shouldn't come and stop here. I mean, some of them have even told me that their parents say, you know, we shouldn't be in Hazelwood. I'm like, well, it's for a grade, it's a class. So if you don't want to be here, we got to find either something else for you to do or we got to flunk you. I bring my students here to engage and work in Hazelwood and other places. And so that's what's bringing me to Hazelwood. And I'm tying that stuff to social justice because I want my students to get off the bluff. If you notice, it's on a hill, right? It's on a bluff. And so it's possible to be on that bluff and feel like you're in a whole nother world. So as teachers and leaders, principals and school leaders, I need my students to be engaged in communities because they're kids that they might teach, people that they know, people that work at those schools, maybe at that school. And how are they gonna say, well, I got kids from Hazelwood, but I've never been there. And so I'm just trying to get my students to engage with communities that they hear about and sometimes don't know, but will find themselves working in urban spaces and building the imaginations and talents of people like you, of you, of you, of you in real ways. And it sounds easy, but it ain't easy. I promise you, it is not easy. It's not easy for them to take a step, a leap, and come here or to spend time. And so, no, it's not dangerous. They have to experience it for themselves. You can't just tell somebody without them coming to experience it for themselves. That's like me saying that Africa's a nice place to be. You'd be like, Africa, man, I don't know. But unless you go, like a brother like me's been there, I'll tell you, there's places to be, yo. Once you go, you'd be like, I don't ever want to come back. You know, so you got to experience things. And hopefully as young men, you'd be able to experience things beyond Monongahela, beyond Murphy Street, you know, beyond your immediate hoods. So you can, you know, see what's on the other side and take the benefits of things that you have to them. I've traveled a bit, you know, so my work has taken me in the United States, but also to Africa. I spent a lot of time in Africa. You know, I've taken my students, I've told you about my students, and taken them to Wilkinsburg, and taken them. But I've taken some of my students to Southern Africa as well. I'd love to do the same thing with a group of young black men and boys from places like Hazelwood, well, or wherever in the city. I mean, part of the thing I do is we go there to do things, because I go and we do something there for them, like, you know, make something, build something. You know, things that we could do. They want something cleaned up, we could clean it up. There's a really important saying in the Bible as it pertained to the birthplace of Jesus Christ. We're in the church, so I feel like I can talk about some of this stuff. He grew up in a place called Nazareth. Well, Nazareth was like, it was known for having hoods, like hoods and gangsters. So the issue became, and the question in the Bible somewhere in the New Testament is, what good can come out of Nazareth? If somebody said, what good can come out of Hazelwood, what would you say? And so you got to think, what good? And if you think that something like recycling can come out of Hazelwood, or the next leader of Alcoa, or the next president of the United States, or the next ball player who plays for the Heat. If you think like that, if you can imagine that, then that's what good should be coming out of Hazelwood. You got to recognize that something good's got to come out of not just the place I live, but who I am. And so what I see a place like Center of Life doing is tapping the spirit and the talents of young people like you, me. But you got to be willing to dare to believe that something is going to come out. You can't just wait for your mama to tell you, your daddy to get on you, your brother or whatever. You got to believe that for yourself.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Adam Keene, Brian Eberhardt, and Christopher Dotson Jr. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.